and it's all over here at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, and Tyrone's fight to avoid the drop and relegation continues, and they've taken badly needed points here this afternoon in Letterkenny with just a second one of the campaign, defeating Donegal 25 points to 19. We'll start with Tyrone and how important, Brendan, this one is going to be for them, because really they took a grip of this game in the second quarter, so they did off the tie, and in spells they were very, very good here. So they were.
Yeah, they were, Ashley, but again, come back to, I suppose you're looking at it now, if Donegal were in Tyrone desperate for points and Tyrone had a second string on, I would expect them to dominate the whole game. As it was, there was only patches that they did that. And, you know, you think about the McHugh goal chance, there was still 12 minutes to go, and that would have made, you know, they would have brought it back to 5, I think, at the time. And there maybe would have been a chance in there, Oisin, for a comeback of Donegal's. Now, that said, Tyrone at times seemed to be able to up it, which you would only expect natural, Oisin, but given the amount of changes that Donegal made. So I think, individually, every one of the Donegal players stuck their task today. But then as a collective, they had a real sense of team shape, the same as every Donegal team we see. So obviously night after night they're all working on the same plan, so it was seamless in terms of their setup, their defensive shape, and they made it difficult for Tyrone today. And when they got the ball, they were very good on it as well. I mean, there's some sparkling displays out there. I thought Mulroney did really well in goals, and you'd have to say, you know, coming out of a defence, Mogan had a tough job at marking Canavan, which he did well. Van Varrote was unbelievable again, and you'd have to say Jamie Brennan and Michael Murphy really took the game to Tyrone and spells as well, Oisin. But everybody else fitted in, did their jobs, and even the players coming in, you know, first action for Donegal, a few of them, huge moment, huge honour for them to come out playing here today. And I don't think any Donegal fan would be overly worried about the outcome of the game, Oisin. Everybody knows, stay safe in Division 1 and let's aim for the Ulster Championship, and that's exactly what Jim's doing. But meanwhile, these lads played really well today against, you know, a really strong Tyrone team, who, let's not forget, Oisin, should have beat Galway last week, you know, should have beat Kerry the previous game as well. So, you know, this isn't a Tyrone team that's necessarily getting well beaten in league games. They've competed really well. So, again, that shows you how well this Donegal team that Jim put out today competed.
Yeah, it does, surely. And we'll talk a wee bit more, obviously, Brendan, and that with the DL debate coming up, but live here from the O'Donnell Park at a 5:15, and we hope to get a word with Donegal manager Jim McGuinness during that section of the programme. Ciarán O'Kane of the Irish News will be here, and indeed Rory Kavanagh, 2012 All-Ireland winner with Donegal, a multi-Ulster Championship winner with the county as well, will also be on the DL debate coming up at 5:15. But it's going to certainly make for a very, very interesting final weekend, with Tyrone still in the hunt for safety. As we know, Derry today lost out to Mayo, and that means that Derry will be relegated to Division 2. What a turnaround a year. Remember, they were unbeaten at the start of the year, won Division 1, and since then Tyrone have only won one match, and that was against Westmeath in the Championship. They've now been relegated to Division 2. But the other spot in relegation, well, you're looking down at us between Tyrone and Armagh. Now, Kerry are also just hanging about there on 6 points. So if Armagh and Tyrone were to win their respective games next week, and Kerry don't win in Galway, it could, of course, put Kerry, well, looking at it, Kerry are actually safe now, so they are there on 6 points. It's down between Armagh and Tyrone, and it could come down, of course, to score difference as well, with Tyrone now on 5 points and plus one, and Armagh on 5 points and minus nine. But the boys will tease that out a lot more on the DL debate. So, Brendan, we're going to Mayo next week as well, so we are. And similarly, we're going to expect maybe a different looking Donegal team as well.
Yeah, certainly a different looking Donegal team. I think it'll be much like the team that played today, and Jim will assess, you know, after players getting a rest this week. Don't forget, you know, Donegal training hard behind the scenes, Oisin. Those players don't need any workout, they just need to keep progressing and keep getting championship ready, as we know. So listen, I think today, or I guess Mayo next time out, Mayo of course are safe now, they're not desperate for points, but they're at home, they want to finish the season on a high, and they'll be putting out a strong team. So again, it's great experience and learning for these guys, Oisin, because you never know throughout the summer between injuries and who you're going to have to call on in games. So if lads, they got to know they can compete here at the highest level, and that's what Division 1 is, and so many of them have done that today.